This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's about to become real. In the coming year, the actual impacts and consequences of California's landmark bill regulating greenhouse gas emissions will begin to be felt. That's a change that has many business people worried, but former North Bay Assemblyman Joe Nation, who helped write that bill, says he believes the painful impacts of adjusting to life under AB 32 will not be as severe as the measure's critics fear.
I don't think it will be painful, certainly in the long run, because we'll adjust to it. But if you're extraordinarily energy inefficient, if you haven't paid attention to that bottom line, if you haven't really paid attention to carbon emissions, then I think it'll be a little more painful. But a worse shock would be if we did nothing.
Speaking to the North Bay Leadership Council's Economic Insight Conference in Petaluma yesterday, Nation suggested that for many businesses, the most direct effect of AB 32 will be some modest increases in energy costs.
When you compare the cost of dealing with climate change and global warming, they're fairly small compared to other costs of doing business. Let's assume, for example, that your energy bill in your business increases by 25% over the next 5 or 10 years. Energy tends to be, for some businesses, 1 to 5%, depending on the size of business, of their total cost. So if your total costs go from $1,000 a month to $1,250 a month over some period of time, that is something you can adjust to.
Not only will those cost increases be gradual, Nation says, but in most cases they will also be passed along to consumers. And at the same time, he predicts, it will be individual commuters who will feel the change most acutely.
I think in the North Bay, it will eventually be a bigger impact at the individual level because transportation causes 62% of our emissions here, and it's mostly people driving around by themselves in their not very fuel-efficient cars. I think there'll be more of an impact on individuals than there will be on businesses.
Officially titled the Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006, AB 32 requires the state as a whole to curtail its greenhouse gas emissions back to 1990 levels by 2020, a figure that represents a 15% reduction from today, or in Nation's words, a 30% reduction from continuing business as usual. Earlier this week, President-elect Obama said he wanted to see a nationwide climate change bill enacted within 18 months. Setting national greenhouse gas reduction standards will make it easier for California businesses to comply without yielding any competitive advantages, Nation agrees. But he's concerned that the new federal standard might not be strong enough.
The targets he outlined are exactly what we need, but there will be tremendous pressure in the Senate and the House to move to less aggressive targets. The worst thing that could happen would be if we had a federal climate change bill that didn't take us to the scientific imperative, that didn't reduce emissions the amount that we need reduced. Because then we'd say, great, we got this political win, but the scientists will all tell us we're only going to be halfway to our target, and we simply don't win the battle that way.
For more on how to cope with AB 32, including Joe Nation's 11-point to-do list for businesses, go to the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.